Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can see that I have a different environment. So I'm taking you back to my grandma in Czech Republic. And I really want to be making episode about something that has been hitting my heart really hard. And not just right now, but for many past years. And the theme of today's podcast on Unapologetically Abundant show is you get to get out of the survivor mode. So today I will be guiding you on how to get out of the survivor mode and really remind you that you can be serving yourself and your greater purpose if you're in survivor mode. What happens if you're anything like me, you're a giver, you love serving others, it really makes you happy to make other people happy. Oftentimes what we forget is that other people are happy when we are happy, especially in holidays or when we are with, you know, our family or friends and close ones. They are thriving when we are thriving. And we think that when I help this person, when I make this person feel better, when I serve them, then and only then I will feel fulfilled and happy. And what happens is that we are really not giving our best. We're not giving the best of us to others. We are giving really just the rest of us to others because we are not feeling that we're coming from a place of love and abundance. And I know, girl, that anytime you do something, you truly do it out of your heart. I know it. I can see you. The challenge is that if we are in survivor mode, and it doesn't matter if it's emotionally, physically, or financially, there is no way you can really help others as much as you would like to. So just think about it. Look at your life and see where you are really pushing the most. When you're pushing and when you're not feeling excess and abundance, is it your physical well-being? Is it that you're running around the errands, you're working really hard and you're working on your business and putting everything on the side? Or you are working at your job over time and really thinking that once you do everything for everyone, you will be appreciated and validated? Or let's look at your mental well-being. How are you feeling? When was the last time you really check on yourself, how you are feeling? You know, you meet people on the street or you message your friends and you ask them, hey, how are you? When is the last time you ask yourself, how am I really feeling? How am I feeling in this moment? Because if you're not mentally well, if you are feeling frustrated and if you're feeling overwhelmed and if you're building your walls just so you can protect yourself and your space, there is no way you will let people in. The right people, the right opportunities are going to walk around you. Even if they would be really close to you, you won't let them in because you're not emotionally and mentally well. And how about your finances? How you're doing with the money? When is the last time you check in with your money? looking to your bank account, as easy as that, looking at your credit cards, looking at your payments. When was the last time you celebrated money? When was the last time you really had some kind of relationship talk with money? When was the last time you said no to something because it wasn't in your highest good? See, in most of my life, I was always paying and giving my money, my time, and my energy to everybody else. You know it, recovering people pleaser here, looking for the validation outside of me. And it really just drive me, not crazy, but it drive me out of my well-being. And I was doing things, I was doing them, but out of resentment and out of fear that if I don't do things, people will judge me. If I don't do things, I won't belong. If I don't do things, I won't be loved. Well, today I really want you to ask yourself, to sit down and ask yourself, how am I really doing physically, emotionally, and financially? How can I set boundaries? How can I say no to the things, just take a deep breath, hold it in, and say no to the things that are not serving me? How can you check in with yourself more often and put yourself first? If you want to get into the abundance, into the flow, into feeling that you're on purpose and feeling at ease, you get to say no to the things that are not in your highest good, whether it's family, friends, or, you know, spending money on the things that are just giving you this instant rush of gratification. Let me know what area of your life, emotionally, physically, or financially, you would like to improve. Take a screenshot of this episode, share it on your Instagram, tagging me, Petia Kolibová. And I can wait to see how can I support you on really going from surviving to thriving, because you truly, truly deserve it. And when you're listening to this episode, we are just 1 week away from Women's Weekend, when we're going to be diving deep in these root causes, why we are being and doing what we are doing right now in our life. We still have 2 spots open for our Women's Weekend in Las Vegas in January 17, 18, 19. So if you feel that you are lacking that connection to yourself, to your purpose, and to really see clearly a vision of your life and what to do to live it, still message me. There is still time, and it's time you really put yourself first. You deserve it, girl. If you don't do that, nobody else will for you. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.